Committee. Now, you might remember about 6 weeks ago we got a call from Ronnie Wilson from Dunleary. Ronnie and his friend Michael Lennon sailed from one of the local yacht clubs, and they discovered a pair of terns had laid two eggs on their boat, the Shifra, and were starting to incubate them. Well, Ronnie got in touch again, wanting to know what he should do, and we sent our reporter Terry Flanagan out to investigate. Well, Ronnie has been in touch again this week to say that both eggs have hatched and that both are thriving. And as we speak, they're doing very well. Terry went out during the week to have a look, see how they're getting on.
Yes, Derek, I'm back in Dunleary, but I'm not actually on the Shifra at the moment. I'm on the West Pier looking out it, and I can see it from here. It's about 100 metres away. Now, there's a very good reason why we're not on the Shifra at the moment. It's because the young have hatched, and they're very, very active on the boat, and we're just a little bit afraid in case we go out to it, in case we might disturb them, they might fall overboard or that. So we actually did go out and have a look at them earlier on, and we're now back on shore again. So, Michael and Ronnie, it's great to be back out here. How's it been going for the last month?
Fine.
Mm-hmm. You haven't been on the boat, have you?
I haven't been on the boat, no.
Do you miss it?
I do, yes. I'm beginning to miss it now. The gin is running out.
Yeah, you mentioned that the last day about the gin and tonic.
Yeah.
So you've been enjoying the G&Ts?
I immensely.
Great.
Yeah.
Ronnie, have you missed being out sailing?
Yes, I have, but the weather's been so nice, there's been other things to do anyway.
Yeah.
And I suppose there wasn't much wind around on some of the days, so there wouldn't have been much sailing anyway.
Right, look, if we look out there now with the binoculars there, do you see the two adults are actually on the boat? Do you see them? One is just up there on the sail.
Yeah.
He's going down there just feeding.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's been going on for the last, what, couple of weeks now, is it?
Yeah.
They'll probably leave in the next week or so. How do you feel about that, Michael?
Fine. When were they born? A fortnight ago?
About that, yes. They generally sit on the eggs for about 27 days or so, and then the young spend about 21 days or so with the mammy and daddy before they fledge. So I would imagine in the next week or so you'll have your boat back to yourself.
I suppose so. A little clean-up job, I imagine.
I noticed that when we were out around it. It's a little bit dirty, isn't it?
Yeah.
And one thing I should say, the last day I was out was the 27th of June. And you'd only just rang in the programme that morning and I came straight out. But when I got back, I checked with Birdwatch Ireland and there were another pair of terns, common terns, that nested on a yacht here in Dunleary 2 years ago. Did you know that?
No, didn't hear that, no.
And one of those birds, I'm told, is actually ringed. Now, we didn't get to see a ring today, but it may be that pair again. So they appear to be quite a famous pair. And the two young look very healthy, don't they, Michael?
Fine.
Are you surprised they've been so successful? Because I must say, I had worries early on. I thought the eggs might have rolled off.
Yeah.
I walked along the pier about 10 days ago or a fortnight ago, and I could certainly see one chick, but then again last week I came out and I wasn't sure I could see any chick at all. So a few days after that, Michael and I came out with the boatman, and to my surprise the two chicks were alive and healthy.
It's a lovely feeling to see it, isn't it?
We're delighted. I wouldn't like to get too near them at the moment anyway.
Well, you could see
they're
that
quite
when,
aggressive.
You could see that when we were out on the launch, but again, that's why we wouldn't go too close today, because we just don't want to disturb them. So another couple of days is all you have your friends for?
That's it.
And then it's back out to sea.
Yeah.
So, Derek, that's the situation here from Dunleary. We've got two very, very healthy young birds being fed by both parents. Everything is looking well, and presumably in the next couple of days, they'll be gone. Back to you.
Happy days.